Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Did you know Ireland was once nearly completely covered in forest? Yes, now obviously that's not the case anymore. But the Tree Council of Ireland, in partnership with SPAR, are calling on primary school children across the country to take the pledge to plant a tree in October. Isn't this just gorgeous? Now, apart from being a total legend, Aoife Ní Leabhar is an environmental expert, an author, a broadcaster and communication officer for the Tree Council of Ireland. And I believe she's on the way down to the National Ploughing Championships right now, but has kindly taken the time to tell us what this is all about. Aoife, it's great to talk to you. How are you?
I'm grand, and I'm actually at the Ploughing Championship.
Oh, stop! How is it
so
down there?
All the noises. I can't get a quiet place. I'm up to me oxers and muck. It's a great place altogether.
Okay, well, it's good to hear that you made it down there safely. Come here, what is National Tree Day?
National Tree Day is the day every year, the first Thursday in October, when school children and their teachers are encouraged to go out and enjoy trees, to go out and learn about them, to go out and enjoy them, go out and study them, and indeed go out and plant one as well. And to this aim, because we have sponsorship from SPAR, it's SPAR National Tree Day this year, we are sending out to all the schools that want one a tree, a free tree. And this year's tree is the hazel tree, because the theme this year for National Tree Day is nuts about nature. And of course, hazel trees have lots of nuts on them.
Lovely. Why are we focusing on the hazelnut tree in particular?
Well, we give out a different tree every year.
Okay.
Because we have 28 native species of trees in Ireland. And we give out different ones. We've given out holly, we've given out hawthorn, we've given out birch, we've given out rowan, mountain ash, we've given out Scots pine. So it's Hazel's turn this year.
It's Hazel's turn, bless her. Now listen, how are we doing in Ireland in terms of forest cover at the moment? How are we doing?
Desperate. I mean, you were saying the country was covered in trees. We had 80%, 85% of the country covered in trees. The rest was bogs and lakes and rivers. It wasn't all trees, 100%. But now we have 11%. Isn't that a disgrace? So that's all we've left. And we're the worst in Europe. The average for Europe is 38%, the European average, and we're 11%. Us and Malta are the worst in the EU. Even Britain, when it was in the EU, has 12%. So we're trying to encourage more tree planting and native trees, because obviously if you plant a native tree, this is a tree that's going to be great for biodiversity. In other words, the creepy crawlies like it, the squirrels will eat the nuts, the caterpillars will eat the leaves, the birds will feed on the caterpillars and the spiders, and they'll all be associated with a native tree. Whereas if you bring in a seed or something from, I don't know, Chile or Australia or somewhere, there won't be any creepy crawlies to go on that, because we won't be bringing those in from Australia or Chile or places like that.
I hear you.
So that's why we're doing the native ones, and that's why it's hazel this year. Hazel is the tree of wisdom. Did you know that?
No. I need a bit of that.
Trees. Yeah. That's why we're giving it to school. The hazel trees used to grow on the banks of the River Boyne, according to the legends, and the nuts fell into the water and were eaten by the salmon. And the salmon got fierce knowledge of it altogether, so he became the salmon of knowledge. And he got all his knowledge from the hazel tree. So you can short-circuit the whole thing by having hazel trees in your area.
Is it as simple as cutting a little branch and setting it in some soil? Is there more to it than planting a hazel tree? How do we go about it? You've inspired me and I presume a lot of other people to get on board with this, even if they don't have kids in primary schools. What's the best way to do it?
Well, you have to have a kid in primary school, because this is National Tree Day. As far as supermarkets are under the tree, SPAR are helping. So they'll have stuff in there. They'll have stuff in their shops as well that week.
Okay.
But you get it in the post, that your little tree comes out. We have a video done that'll be up online. Treeday.ie is the name of the particular website for this. And there's a wonderful video of me, no less, planting the tree. You get your spade, you cut it in the letter T, you pull back the soil, you put it in, you put the soil back carefully around its roots. And cutting off a branch is no good, because you've no roots on it. You want roots on the thing so that it will grow, and you water it, and Bob's your uncle, he'll have a lovely hazel tree in the next few years.
Amazing. Sounds divine. Lastly, things can get very grim if you're an environmentalist at the moment. Have you any hope, Aoife?
Oh yeah, there's always hope. I mean, we're turning it around. I mean, it's actually climate change is now becoming a subject in the Leaving Cert, I was just hearing the other day. So there's a huge amount of awareness in all of this now. People know what's going on, which they didn't know 20 years ago. And once you know what's going on, then you can do something about
yes.
it. And there's a lot of action being taken by the government. People complain about it. People say, oh, my standard of living will drop if I can't do this, that and the other. But you'll have no standard of living at all if the world goes to hell in a handcart. So we just have to hack it. I mean, we're rich and wealthy in this part of the world compared to the people in Africa who are suffering drought and starvation and famine because we are driving around in gas coasters and we are going on aeroplanes and we are having strawberries from the Far East or wherever they come from in the middle of the winter. And they are the people. We're not suffering, but they're suffering. So, you know, there's climate justice as well as everything else. And we can do it once we know what we have to do. And we're knowing that more and more. Then, you know, we can't be saying, you know, it's darkness. We've glasses still half full.
Aina, thank you so much for joining us today. There we go. Aina Ní Lonna, an absolute legend, very busy woman down at the Ploughing Championships. If you would like to find out more about this year's SPAR National Tree Day, go on the SPAR. Fair play to you for getting involved in this. And for schools who want to claim their free native Irish hazel tree, the Tree of Wisdom, go to treeday.ie.
Jem Zamparali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.